This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. We are here at CES, taking a look at all the latest technologies and innovations that have been announced. I've got a longtime friend, Bob O'Donnell, like longtime friend.
We got a story to tell.
Yeah, we got a story to tell. We'll get to that. But Bob is one of the leading trend analysts out of Silicon Valley. Been there for quite some time. Was a key resource at HP in providing insights and directions for technologies that we would include in our products like our laptops, etc. Bob and I have been friends long before that even. But I wanted to grab some time with you here at CES. You've been on the floor now. I've been here for a couple of days. I've been around the floor for a couple of days. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of either agree or disagree on what we're really seeing here at the CES.
Well, you know, and look, we've all heard about the big trends, right? And we were chatting a little bit before we started the show. AI everywhere, right? AI in everything. Smart stuff everywhere, powered by AI. Autonomous cars. Right before I came over here, was walking around North Hall. I mean, it feels like you're an auto show.
Yeah, doesn't it? It's amazing.
I mean, it is amazing.
It's amazing how big speakers they can make and cram them into a car.
That's very true,
isn't it?
But yeah, no, it's amazing. And you know, it was interesting because a lot of the cars there they're almost more like a pod. Like they were transportation pods. I mean, most of those were the concept ones, but. You know, so that was fascinating to see, and we can dig into the whole autonomous car thing and timelines. Because, you know, one of the things around that front is we were talking about things that are overhyped. You know, autonomous cars, I think, are being overhyped, too, because it's not that they're incredibly important. They are, and they're going to be amazing transformational, societal transformation things. But the timeline when you and I can actually buy a fully autonomous car is way further out than I think people are willing to acknowledge. And that's a big problem because it's all about expectations in this business, right?
You
know, if you tell people, man, you know, and you give the impression that they're going to have it right away, and then you actually can't get it for a long time, and the way you do get it is not directly but indirectly through some kind of a service. It's all good and it's all interesting, and the tech industry is going crazy about it because it's a massive market. But at the same time, I think there's been this confusion, and all of a sudden we're starting to see people go, yeah, you know, I think before you and I can buy a fully autonomous car, we're talking 2025 in a lot of cases. Some people are saying 21, 22. Look, most people can't think beyond, you know, like 6 months from now.
Right.
So making those kind of promises, I think, is a bit of a challenge. But nevertheless, you know, I don't want to be too negative because there is some great stuff. In fact, I was just chatting with the folks at NVIDIA, and they really focused, it was interesting at their press conference, on this notion of functional safety, which in the automotive business is a huge deal. But outside of automotive, it's not necessarily well known. It's basically redundancy, right? And all the work you have to do. And NVIDIA, as they've evolved their platform, they're really digging into that piece of it. And I think that's interesting because it reflects the sophistication of how they're developing their platform and what they're doing. And it also reflects how complicated and intensely hard some of this stuff is.
Yeah, I think people way underestimate. They think if I can envision it, you know, Why does it take more than 6 months or
a year?
Exactly.
Well,
it's the old joke about, you know, products would be great if someone could figure out how to do a PowerPoint compiler. You know, if I showed on a PowerPoint, I should be able to hit one button and magically have this app that just does all these amazing things.
Exactly. Well, and it's like, you know, back when you were at HP and you know, when I talked to NVIDIA, I'm like, when a new GPU comes out, you know, 2 months later, it's in a PC that I can buy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a very, and then, you know, the other problem you have in automotive is that, you know, the supply chain, it's years. Like, even tech that's coming out today, we're not going to see in, you know, production cars for 3 years, roughly.
Yep.
Is the kind of time frame. So, anyway.
Well, I have a great story on that. With Bentley, they put a Bluetooth module into a new Bentley. There was only $280,000 for this Bentley.
Right.
It was a low-cost Bentley. And the CTO for Bentley called me up because he couldn't get any phone devices to synchronize with this Bluetooth. And they brought it to HP. We parked it in the parking lot. We tore into it. They picked the Bluetooth module 4 years before and had never upgraded the Bluetooth module. It was a Bluetooth 1.0, if you remember back to those days.
Yeah.
So you're buying a $280,000 car and not a single phone would synchronize with the Bentley because of the long lead times, right?
Yeah.
And even, you know, look. Elon with Tesla cars, right?
He
made all these promises, and it's, not this year, maybe next year, maybe next year.
Well, exactly, and unfortunately, he's one of the key perpetrators of driving this kind of, I think, unrealistic view. And again, it's going to be great. There's a lot of, but a lot of the benefits they talk about for autonomous cars of safety and everything else, you can put that in what I would call assisted cars, right? That where it's the ADAS systems where, you know, automatically braking if something, you know, a person or an object comes out in front of you, right? That's incredibly valuable.
Well, and I have that in my Explorer. My 2018 Explorer has it. It's got the lane guides. If I don't use my turn signal and I try to change lanes, it fights you to say, no, idiot, stay in the lane you're in, type of thing.
Yeah.
And I actually love it. My wife hates it.
Right.
But I love it. But I think you're right. I think it's this progression.
Yes.
It's not going to be all of a sudden you're going to wake up one morning and completely switch over. It is these migrations, right? And the same thing, whether it's, you know, okay, magically we're going to have 5G wireless and everybody's going to have it in the world and everybody's going to have multi-gigabit speeds and we're going to have 1 millisecond latency. And it's not going to happen that way.
No.
It never happens that way.
It
is this migration and integration of these technologies into people's lives.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, another big theme, of course, from CES is smart home and connected things. And, you know, obviously, you know, there's Google's got a huge presence here for the first time. There's a ton of people, of course, integrating Alexa. But one of the interesting challenges, and so bottom line is voice-based computing, voice UIs are a huge, interesting trend here at the show because everybody's, but there's been a lot of confusion as well on that front. You have to tear apart, you know, just because it has a voice UI doesn't necessarily mean it's a voice assistant, right? Those are two, they're related, but they're fundamentally different. Like, if I have some gadget that I just want it to tell it to do something, that's a voice UI. It's then when you expect it to do additional things and think ahead and use AI to, you know, look at my calendar and then automatically schedule a plane flight and then know when the meetings are going to be and pre-schedule an Uber to pick me up and blah, blah, blah. That's more of the assistant realm, but we're in this kind of a weird space in between voice UI and voice assistant. And the other big problem, and I know Amazon is trying to address this, they have this thing called ESP, but this is the scenario I've already seen and is going to get way worse on the smart home front. You're going to buy a device that has Alexa integrated. You're going to buy another device that might have Google Assistant integrated, and you're going to start saying things, and you're going to have simultaneous reactions from all these, you know, smart speakers and it's going to be like, oh my God, this is a disaster.
Yep. Well, this is interesting because, you know, we're here in the mobile studio. Google is right next to us here.
Yep.
And they've, like, declared war at this CES on voice control. Voice
absolutely.
On the voice, what you're calling voice UI type of a thing. And I've asked a couple of other of, you know, the Tim Bajarin was here.
Yeah,
yeah. He interviewed here on Tuesday. He was here in the studio.
Yeah.
And I asked him about this, about, you know, is there going to be, is there a consolidation coming? And the general, at least my general consensus is this battle's going to go on for a little while there because nobody's going to give up any turn. Whether it's, you know, look, Samsung's got Bixby. I don't know who uses Bixby.
Right.
Right? You got Microsoft with Cortana. You've got, you know, Amazon. You've got Siri from Apple. Yep. You've got Google.
Well, this is, I mean, look, it's the new OS war, right? This is the new OS war because the OS, traditional OS wars are over and everybody won and nobody won at the same time.
Yeah.
So this is the new OS war. And so that's why this is so incredibly important. You know, and even Bixby, and look, they certainly have a lot of challenges, but what Samsung has at least recognized is they want to start out with Bixby being kind of that voice UI, not necessarily doing as much, you know, looking up content on the web sort of stuff, but more about, you know, hey, Bixby, you know, tell me how my, you know, phone can connect to my fridge and what can I actually do with that, and start to get better at pulling this stuff together. But a lot of what's also happening at this show is what I'll call some of the blocking and tackling stuff that nobody's wanted to do. Because what we've seen over the last few years has been this product does this, this product does this, this product does this. And now all of a sudden people have gotten a couple of these things and they're like, yeah, but I want this to do this, something with this. And getting those cross connections is really, really hard.
Well, in fact, you know, we were in the Samsung booth Tuesday morning and they were obviously touting Bixby, but this whole connection, the number of partners, whether it's Samsung or Google, you look at all the Google controlled devices, actually Apple's not HomeKit doesn't have much out here.
No, there is very little Apple presence.
Right. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna pick up this conversation with Bob O'Donnell, talking about what we're seeing here at CES. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. You're listening to Kill Innovations on BizTalk Radio Network.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. We're continuing our conversation with Bob O'Donnell here at the Consumer Electronics Show here in Las Vegas. So we were just wrapping up the whole conversation on autonomous vehicles and what you're referring to as the new OS wars.
Well, the voice stuff.
Voice stuff for the new OS war for voice. And as we were saying, you know, I just took a peek outside the mobile studio here. The line to get into the Google booth is, like, unbelievably long. Yeah. Everybody wanting to check out what Google's got here. So what else are you seeing here at the show?
Well, there's, there's always weird and interesting gadgets and stuff. Sony reintroduced Aibo after almost 20 years,
which is
kind of crazy. And, you know, the funny thing is, and this kind of hit me when I was there, you know, Aibo is an AI robot, hence the name. Well, 20 years ago, nobody thought about that. And if you said that, no one would have really, wouldn't have made much sense. Nowadays, of course, it's like, oh, yeah, I get it. But, and of course, it's significantly better, you know, better technology. It's just an interesting application of this. And, you know, we are seeing AI being put into a lot of stuff. Now, a lot of this is ridiculous, right? It's just AI because if you don't say AI, then you're going
to
feel
I feel like we're back to the .com days.
Yeah.
Where everybody just changed the name of their company and put a .com at the
end.
Everybody's taking their product and saying, we have AI in it.
Right.
And it's actually one of the reasons why in my video, prediction video that I always do before CES, I talked about AI as being in an overhype situation because people get confused of AI, machine learning, big data, it kind of all starts to get clumped all together.
It does. I mean, the thing that is interesting is with AI, we're starting to see radically different ways of thinking about products being put together, radically different components being used to drive some of this. And, you know, bigger transformational changes like edge computing versus cloud-based stuff, which, you know, that goes way beyond what we saw at CES. But all the pieces are there now. And so, you know, because with AI, fundamentally AI is basically pattern recognition, recognizing something going on and then adjusting accordingly. And so there's a lot of interesting ways you can think about that and learning things like just simple commands to turn on your, you know, we've all seen the basic Alexa turning on the light stuff, but we're starting to see some additional intelligence being embedded. A little bit of it here on the AI side where, you know, right now, for example, with smart speakers, just briefly to go back to that, you know, it's an awkward, you know, ask a question, wait for the response. You can't have a two-way conversation.
Right.
Only way that's going to happen is by having more embedded computing locally so it doesn't have to go to the cloud and can do some stuff locally. And so there's been a few companies talking about some of those kinds of things, the ability to have a non-cloud connected thing, like of all people, GE Lighting. You know, they're going to have a light switch with some of the embedded intelligence. It doesn't have to go to the cloud. So that way, you know, if you lose your cloud connectivity, you don't lose the ability to control
your lights. But it's actually interesting when you talk about that. Because what I've seen happen is people have trained themselves.
Yes.
You know, they train themselves on how do I need to talk so Siri understands me? How do I? It's back. If you remember graffiti in a palm,
right? Oh,
you
yeah.
had to. You taught yourself how to write in graffiti language
right.
versus
yep.
writing out full alphabets in order to get hand recognition. It is amazing how much we as humans will adapt ourselves
right.
to the technology.
Right. No, it's absolutely true. And yet, and then the question becomes, especially again, I know we keep going on the speaker stuff, but each of those assistants, you have to talk to them differently, right?
Yep.
So you have to learn to talk.
Google's different than Siri,
yeah,
different than Alexa.
Which becomes a big problem, again, back to the comment I made earlier. But you know, it's interesting because AI is being, and again, I agree with you, overhyped tremendously, but it's being talked about in all kinds of interesting applications, like Samsung The Wall. We were talking about that
mm-hmm.
earlier. Amazing TV, this modular TV. We're still trying to figure out how big the modules are, but... and then part of what they're also doing behind the scenes is for some of their video processing and upscaling for 4K and 8K, they're claiming that some of the video processing they're doing is actually using AI. Still not 100% clear to me exactly how they're leveraging AI.
Oh, they're claiming that it's detecting those thin edges, like
yes.
the edges of buildings
yes,
or
exactly.
edges of roads, and they de-blur them.
Yes,
and,
yeah. I mean,
it's real, I think of it more as video processing
than
AI.
I agree with you,
but
again, that's how some people are talking about that. And also another thing on the car side is we're seeing a lot of voice integration into cars, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So Alexa and Google Assistant being embedded into cars. And then, you know, we've also got, like I said, there's the crazy gadgets that people are seeing. I haven't seen it, but I saw a number of people writing up on Twitter, some startup that has a, you can use radar to see through a wall. There's some kind of interesting way of leveraging
mm-hmm.
technologies to
yep.
see through a wall. So there's always those kind of crazy things. Ton of VR and AR. I got to try out the NVIDIA Holodeck, which is their, you know, idea of a future interface, particularly for engineers to work together remotely, you know, through a VR headset and manipulate models and stuff like that. I mean, it's still pretty crude, obviously, at this point, but it's an interesting step towards
yep.
where we're starting to go.
Yeah, it's definitely. But this year, though, even though we're seeing lots of stuff.
Right.
It all seems to be somewhat incremental.
Yeah,
there hasn't been,
right.
there's no, at CES it used to be you got the big
yeah.
surprise thing, something
yeah.
really big that became transformative.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay, 4K to 8K
yeah.
to 16K.
I know.
You know, AI, we've been talking about AI. You know, I love the fact cryptocurrency is like everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You know, the fact that Kodak this week announces cryptocurrency and their share price goes through the roof. You know, and I've been saying for a while that this thing's going to be a bubble.
Oh, for
and people
sure.
are going to get really hurt.
Yeah, they are.
When,
oh,
when this bubble bursts.
There's no doubt about
know?
It. Although
so,
I think I'm going to start offering research you can purchase in cryptocurrency. I just decided I should probably do that.
Oh, you're gonna take cryptocurrency as a payment for
yeah.
your research? Okay.
What the heck? Why not?
No,
right?
I'm not going to be a client then.
it's not the only way.
But, you know, we're, you know, these kinds of shows, it gets into the question of
yeah,
electronic
no,
show and NAB and these other shows about what's the role of what people announce at the shows.
Well, it's you bring up a great point. And arguably, the last several years, CES has been this more incremental kind of a thing. And it's because, as I mentioned briefly earlier, we've got all kinds of great technologies, but we're not really using them well. We're not integrating. So now comes the much harder but much less sexy part of actually making all this stuff work together, right? There's standards issues that have to be addressed. There's actual, you know, software integration that has to be addressed. There's dealing with, you know, these APIs and getting them to standardize and so that people can write software that works across multiple things. That stuff is not sexy. It is not trade show worthy, yet that's fundamentally what really needs to happen before we can kind of make this next step to the, you know, the dream visions that people have had for a while.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to continue our conversation with Bob O'Donnell. We come back from this quick break to our conversations about CES 2018. We'll be right back.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10,
snowball fight!
Winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Innovations. We're continuing our conversation with Bob O'Donnell. Now, Bob, we teed up the start of the show, the fact that you and I have known each other for
a long time.
Unbelievably long time. So you want to tell the story?
Yeah, you want me to tell the story? We can both tell it. So years ago, Phil and I were at an HP event. It was an outdoor dinner, and it was a little chilly, and they had some heat lamps. And Phil was like, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it. You know, I grew up in Chicago. You know, I can sit away from the heat lamp. I'm like, oh, really? I grew up in Chicago, too. He's like 185th and Halstead. And I literally, my jaw dropped to the floor because I'm like, I grew up at 187th and Halstead. So we started talking, and we realized we went to grade school, junior high, high school together in Glenwood, Illinois. And
we were in band together. We were in band together in junior high.
You can tell this part of the story.
I was first chair baritone. Bob was second chair trombone. Sat behind me.
Yeah, truth be told, however, I would go back and forth with a couple of my buddies.
You are never going to relinquish that.
Hell no, man. But speaking of which, our Glenwood boys, Caruso, Hackle, Di Giovanni, Lager, Coniglio, they're all tuning in. All those guys, you know, who know Phil as well, old buddies of ours who
The old gang.
The old gang
from the neighborhood.
But anyway, but
So it was this freaky moment because Bob was 1 year behind me.
Yep.
And we're sitting at this table at the HP event, and we're having this conversation, and then we're like going at it for 10 minutes, and then we look up, nobody else is talking. Everybody is, all eyes are on us, because they're all like freaking out. Because
exactly.
At this time, Bob was one of the leading analysts in the Valley predicting
PC shipment stuff.
So Bob's models could either make or break share price. And all of a sudden, all the HP senior execs realize that I've got this, like, long personal relationship with this guy.
That's funny.
It was like four tables. Everybody stopped, and everybody's just looking at us.
I had almost forgotten about that part of it.
And so ever since then, Bob and I have stayed connected, and I get my updates from the old, from the gang, you know, back in town. But now you've actually got your own firm. You left and started your own firm and doing your own research.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. I've been an industry analyst for 19 years, almost 15 years at IDC, where I ran, you know, PCs, displays, smartphones, tablets, wearables, all that kind of stuff. And a little over 4 years, I'm into my fifth year now. I started Technalysis Research, and I continue to do independent research. I've expanded my reach. I'm doing autonomous cars, smart home, just did edge computing, doing some VR and AR. I write for USA Today and Recode and TechSpot and do a bunch of TV
stuff.
You
still write for TechPinions, too.
Yeah, and TechPinions, of course, right. Yeah. The TechPinions stuff actually gets republished a bunch of places, Seeking Alpha as well.
Mm-hmm.
I do a podcast with the TechPinions folks, with Tim, who I know you had on.
Yep.
Do a bunch of stuff with Bloomberg TV and CNBC, and so.
You're a busy guy.
I'm having a good time. You're a busy guy. Glenwood boys pulling through here.
So let's pop back into the CES. Has anything been a surprise here? Has it been something that you go like, okay, a weak signal, something that's kind of indicating that there's going to be?
No, you know, I mean, I don't think there has been. You know, it's a lot. What is happening is the reach of electronics is getting broader and broader and broader, which is allowing the show to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, you know, automotive used to be really just the car stereo guys. I mean, that was what the North Hall of CES primarily used to be. Now it's the actual automobile makers with all the tech that they're doing. And you've got all kinds of things in smart home, in digital health. That's a huge area, right?
So yeah, but we look, CES, we've been, it used to be over at the Sands.
Yeah.
They did that sub-conference inside CES called the Gray Wave.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And talk about, you know, home health, aging in place, those kinds of things. But I think the maturity now is finally getting to a position where it's interesting, I think, at least. But still, it's not like there's something.
No, there really isn't. I mean, you know, for me, the trade show value is I get to see a whole lot of people in one place, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, doesn't matter what industry you're in. You go to a trade show because you can see a lot of people in a short amount of time.
Right.
And there's just business gets done and things happen. And, you know, the products are almost kind of secondary in an interesting
way. Well, it's a little bit of eye candy, I think.
Yeah,
it's a little bit of eye candy.
Yeah, but and speaking of eye candy, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about the wall, but there's also some amazing TVs, and that traditional AV stuff is still a big deal. Sony also has this near-to-the-wall projector thing that's really cool. It's like $25,000, but...
But they've been showing that for the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, they have a new one now that actually has, they use this new, it's got embedded speakers, same technology. They have a glass speaker that actually radiates glass to make sound. They have a TV where the sound actually comes from the screen. They're actually using actuators behind the screen to vibrate and actually generate audio.
Wow, okay.
So, which is kind of cool. And look, even the good old PC guys are doing some interesting stuff. You know,
always connected, Qualcomm, Snapdragon based laptops.
That.
Seen a lot of those.
You see a lot of that stuff. Dell, the XPS 13, beautiful machine. They continue to refine it. Interesting. Now they have the, and who would have thought, you know, dogs and cats sleeping together, Intel and AMD on a single part, where AMD did a custom Radeon graphics core just for Intel. And now they have this combined part and they're able to do. Incredibly,
taking the best of both companies.
Exactly. Taking the best of both, putting it in a single part, and they're putting it in these very slim, you know, like 13 millimeter notebooks. Even there, we're seeing that. Lenovo has been doing a lot of interesting stuff. They're really getting into other VR stuff. They've got the first standalone Google Daydream headset that's powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon. And, you know, obviously... No wires because it's standalone. But, you know, all of the VR stuff, the problem is it's still this big, bulky thing, right? And most people don't like to wear that for very long. It just, you know, it just gets old. But, you know, it's, again, we're back to the original point. We are seeing CES expand so that we've got all of these different parts of it. Even some people talking about smart city applications and sort of more enterprise-focused stuff is starting to trickle in because there's this recognition that the devices I own, the cars I own, the devices I own are going to start connecting to some of that stuff.
Right.
Again, not all of this is particularly sexy, but it's a critical part of how we move to that really futuristic vision that people we've seen and talked about, but we, you know, it's kind of one of those things like I can see where it is, but it turns out the stretch between where we actually are now and where that is a lot further than.
Well, it's interesting because it's human nature. You know, look, you and I've been, you know, our careers have been built on predicting the futures, right? Which, at least what I have found is humans, when we look at these kind of predictive futures, is we way overestimate how fast something's going to happen in the first 5 to 7 years, and then we underestimate the size of the impact, right?
Yeah.
Nobody ever believed that Moore's Law would be able to go on,
right?
So as soon as you start seeing the doubling, and you get to that second or third doubling, you're like, okay, well, I can't go on beyond that, because that's just, I can't imagine it.
Right.
And it's kept the march going, right?
Yeah.
You know, since the 70s. And so I think in many cases, like at the Consumer Electronics Show, you can see what's next, and you're thinking, okay, it's only going to be 6 months.
Right.
When it's actually going to be 3 more years before it actually becomes reality.
Right.
But then you've got to be careful that you don't fool yourself into thinking that, you know, oh, well, this will just be this kind of slow, forever flat, and all of a sudden becomes the new hockey stick. Right?
Yeah.
I remember drones 5 years ago drones, you know, the holiday season, it was the thing. Everybody had to buy a drone.
Right. But even with drones, right, some of the things, you know, it is interesting because I remember CES is from like 2 or 3 years ago where there were crowds and crowds around the drones. Now it's kind of like, yeah, whatever.
I've seen it. No big deal. You know, why, you know, is it really going to turn into much of anything they got to worry about?
Yeah, well, the other thing is, like, you know, was it last year or 2 years ago, those wave boards or whatever they were called,
The scooter ones, you know?
Yeah, the scooter board.
Was that caught on fire?
That wasn't caught on fire. But that was like a huge deal for like 1 year. Then people are like, okay, what's the next thing in that area? And the interesting point is I'm not sure there was one this year. I don't really feel like there was.
Yeah, there hasn't, you know. That's the thing that you always kind of look for. And you look for it in the edges.
Yes, of course.
You're trying to find the little guy that's getting no press attention, no love. And can you find something that's kind of a little bit different, and there might be somebody. Plus, the show is so darn big.
It's impossible to see more than a tiny fraction of it. Yeah. You know,
really. So we're going to take another quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Tim or Bob to talk about really what he sees for 2018, 2019, given his research work. So when we come back, we'll pick up this conversation with Bob O'Donnell.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. At the break of the last segment, I asked Bob for you to think about, you know, part of your work and part of your research is really to do these, to take a look at these predictions.
Right.
So if you kind of take a look at, not tied to CES, but just to the prediction work you do, for 2018, 2019, what are your predictions? What's the big thing that's on your radar screen?
So a couple of different things. And I just did a predictions document you can find on TechPinions and TechSpot and Seeking Alpha and LinkedIn, and maybe Recode will republish it as well. But first one I talked about is actually about AI. And my point was, we're going to start to see AI drive what I call empathetic computing. And what I mean by that is simply that you know, we have incredible technology and compute capability, but at the end of the day, our devices still, here we are in 2018, they're not smart. They're really just not smart. They have no sense of context.
Yep.
And I think what we're going to start to see in 2018 is AI being applied to actually start to give some contextual intelligence to devices. It's going to be slow. It's going to be subtle. It's going to take a while, but I think by the end of this year, we're going to be able to look back and go, yeah, here's some interesting things where we're starting to have a more, you know, interesting, almost human-like conversation, or at least set of expectations being different such that, you know, these things, instead of just being, you know, intelligent, are smart, because there's a big difference between
right.
the two. So that's number one. I think in general, on the compute side, one of my predictions was that 2018 is the year of the accelerator. So, you know, we've heard a lot about CPUs and GPUs. Now what we're seeing a lot of these component guys do is create, you know, neural network accelerators. And, you know, they're using FPGAs and all these other interesting chip technologies that most people don't understand. But they're doing things in a more efficient way and in an extremely power-sensitive way, which is allowing you to put more intelligence on, you know, what's called the edge. Speaking of which, another big trend is around the growth of edge computing. You know, up till now, we've been thinking about the fact that, you know, everything connects to the cloud.
Right.
And while that model works, it's in some ways not terribly different than the old mainframe model, right? And so then as we went from mainframe to client server, where we said, wait, let's put some intelligence in the PC and do a little bit of that. Then we kind of went to the cloud, which was kind of like back to the mainframe. And now edge computing is kind of like the next iteration back to PC client.
Yep.
So anyway, that I think is also a big picture trend. And I'm trying to remember other ones, but those are some of the big. Oh, and then the voice computing thing. I kind of teased this one earlier, but one of the ones I also said was, look, there's going to be a real problem when people start to get a whole bunch of voice assistants. And it's not that they will, you know, because if you pick an Alexa, you're probably just going to buy Echoes if you choose Alexa. But you might buy something else that has Google Assistant in it, and you're going to be able to start changing the watchword to something that you want rather than just keep saying Alexa or Hey Google. You know, eventually you could have them all say, you know, just respond to computer, like if you want to be like Hal, you know, and say, computer, you know, do this. And, you know, all of a sudden they could all start doing stuff. And I've even heard stories of Google Homes responding to Alexas.
Yeah, they get them talking to each other.
Yeah, which is, you know, that's a kind of a hint of interesting and yet potentially problematic.
Well, or you get the TV advertisements that issue the Google command, yes, and ends up ordering something, yes, or Alexa command that automatically orders stuff from your Amazon account, and all of a sudden, you know, 300 dollhouses show up or whatever.
Right, exactly. You know. And then, you know, I mean, another big thing is, in general, this motion, and this isn't a new one. Again, it's hard to find things that are going to be completely new this year versus what we've seen. But there are things that become mainstream in a given year, right? And I think, obviously, in your side of the world, around content, you know, there's a lot of interesting streaming services. Yep. And the whole model around not just media services, but all kinds of other services. And then I think what we'll again start to see is more integration of these kinds of services. Because one of the problems you've got is, you know, I can't have everything in the world as a service.
Right.
And so it's great. Again, this is a classic case of this industry, this company says, well, we're going to do ours as a service. We're going to do ours. But for an actual human being, they'll be like, well, I actually do all 15 of these things. I'm not going to pay for and have 15 different accounts and all that kind of stuff. So I think we'll start to see that people figuring out, and it's more of a business, it's not a tech problem. This is a business model problem. Right. How do we get the business models of these couple of different unique services combined in interesting and new ways? And I think that's a business opportunity. I think new companies will come up to build around some of the existing stuff that's out there.
Yeah, but there's a fundamental challenge, though, and that assumes cooperation.
Yes, well, of course.
Right?
Absolutely.
And in these battles, like voice, nobody's given up an inch of turf in these battles.
Well, and that's true, and because there have been discussions of something like what I would call, to counteract what I mentioned, the Meta Assistant. And you actually talk to it, and then it, in turn, determines which assistant to send each inquiry to.
So they have an assistant of an assistant. Yeah. Kind of like, you know, talk to my people, we'll schedule a meeting, or we'll have the pre-meeting for the meeting.
Right, you know, exactly.
Thing. So Bob, if people want to track what you're doing, what's the best place for them to find you?
You can go to the website. It's www.technalysisresearch. So think of analysis, but just put in T-E-C-H. Not tech analysis, but technalysisresearch.com.
I'm guessing a bunch of people have misspelled the URL, so therefore
that's why I have to clarify.
You got to always have to clarify, right? So with that, we're going to wrap up today's show. All the links and everything we've talked about, we will have up in the show notes. So hop on over to killerinnovations.com, and you'll find all the information there. Thanks for taking the time to join the show this week. Really appreciate it. If you got suggestions for upcoming guests or upcoming topics, drop me a note, phil@killerinnovations.com. My advice, as always, every week, don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Don't let the critics dissuade you from taking that great idea you've got, turn it into a real innovation, into a real product, a real service, and go out there and change the world. Find us over. You can hear us now over on Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Google Play, every place you want to listen to us, take us with you in your pocket, and let us know. Give us some feedback. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,